Good morning. My name is Connie Wilson, and it's my honor to be the liturgist this morning. If you can stay on your feet or please rise, please join in the call to worship. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's love endures forever. Let the people of God say, God's love endures forever. Let the priests who serve in the prayer say, God's mercy endures forever. Let all who reverence in the creating God say, God's love endures forever. God's love endures forever. Let all who reverence in the saving God say, God's love endures forever. The Lord is our help and our refuge. God's love endures forever. We put our hope in God. In this church, we have a tradition of greeting each other at this particular time. We reach out, we shake hands, we say hello, we hug, and say peace be with you. With that, peace be with all of you.
Good morning, everyone. Will the children please come forward and join me?
We will follow Jesus. Wherever he leads us, we will follow. Samandela Yesu, Samandela Yonke Indawo, Samandela Yesu, La Foeya Kona Samandela. Please be seated.
Good morning. You okay? Good morning, everyone. How are you all today? You good back there? So I had someone that's sitting right up here with me ask when we were going to sing or listen to this song a second time. And so I would like to have all of us watch a quick video together, and then we'll talk about it, okay? All right.
Woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble now. I thought, how'd we ever get so far down? And how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. I thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. Said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you.
Now listen.
It's time for us to do something, yeah.
It's okay. You can applaud if it speaks to you. So, this video was called Do Something by Matthew West. So if you want to look it up later and hear the full song, you're welcome to do that. But I'm wondering, what can we do? If we're going to do something, what do you think we can do, either now, as whatever age you are, or when you're adult? What can you do in this world? What can we do? Yes. Be peaceful. Yes. Be respectful. Yes. What else can we do? What can we do? Be respectful to God. Yes. Anything else we can do? We have a lot to do. Now, I'm wondering, I'm going to ask the congregation something. All right, congregation and Hendricks Chapel Choir, I have a question. Do you think that these children right here have all the gifts to be able to do something in their lives? Let's hear it. You do. You have all the gifts and graces to do something in your life, to do something good for people and to serve God. Now I have a question for you, all of you sitting here and all of you in the congregation. I have a question, and say it loud. Do you think that the Hendricks Chapel Choir up there, all those brave faces that are guests here in our house, do you think they are going to be able to do something in their lives?
Yes. Yes.
All right. And how about, I'm asking all the people sitting right here, and I'm asking the Hendricks Chapel Choir, do you think that all the bodies out in this congregation can do something in their lives? Yes. We all can do something. And you heard it. You heard it from these children that you all can do something. And you heard it from the congregation that you all can do something. So don't lose hope, because we all have the gifts that God has given us to do something. All right, will you pray with me, all of you? All right. God, you are so good. Please be with us as we decide what we're going to do something for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So I am so proud and honored, to say that we have guests in the house, and that I can't wait to hear them, because I heard them warming up and it was spectacular. The Chapel Hendricks Choir, excuse me, Hendricks Chapel Choir. Let us settle our hearts in an attitude of prayer. In the black folder, you can share this folder across the aisle. There's a slip that looks like this. If you'd like a prayer spoken as a part of our worship, please fill that out, and our ushers will be coming down the aisles to receive them.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
At this time, I'm going to ask that we close our eyes and we have silent prayer. This will be followed by a spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer. Now, when I say the Lord's Prayer, it may not be in the language or in the manner of which you are used to saying it. I ask that you lift your prayer to God straight from your heart in the way that is most meaningful for you. For the privilege of worshiping in this beautiful sanctuary, thank you, God. Please come into our hearts and hear our silent thoughts and prayers at this time. We ask that you accept our prayers and send us blessings in the name of our Savior. Amen. Good morning, God. We come to you today, some of us tired, broken, scared, lonely, beaten, and in the need of, well, it seems to be in the need of everything. And sometimes it is a hard truth, a very hard truth for us to embrace, that even though we belong to you through our faith, we still seem to experience the same problems, the same loneliness, the same brokenness that plagued us before we were saved. It's hard, and we can become discouraged and bogged down in life's cares in every day. But in the book of Psalms and Peter, you say to us, cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Lord, I gotta tell you, some days it's harder than others to just cast. But what an amazing truth, you will sustain us. You never, ever let us fall. You have shown us over and over again your ability, and more so your willingness, to be our strength and our support, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. You take on everything that threatens to overwhelm us and use it for our benefit. You promised to work all things together for the good of those of us who love you, who have been called according to your purpose. 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 God, plant our feet on the path of a purpose-driven life. Lord, please open our ears and our minds to hear it over and over again, the message that Jesus gave us when he told us that through him we may have peace. In this world, we will experience many trials, tests, and tribulations. But Jesus came and he overcame the world. And if he can overcome this world that we live in, then your ability to overcome our problems, our worries, our anger, our fears, and our guilt, It's like a walk in the park on a sunny day. Lord, help us to find the strength to rejoice in our problems. Yes, I said rejoice. Rejoice in our problems, knowing that you will use them to our benefit. Help us to see our worries as an opportunity to practice trusting in you, trusting with all of our heart, to lean not on our own understanding because we don't get it all. Help us to lessen our anger by being kind, tender-hearted, and forgiving to one another, just as you constantly forgive us. We can and will survive anything. We can and will have peace because we have you. Praying as Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give to us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Please rise or remain seated as you're able and join us in singing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so dear, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Good. Let's clap. Please be seated. Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 19, and then again verses 22 through 24. I'll be reading from the Message, and it's a paraphrase translation. Please pay close attention for those of you who follow along in your pew Bibles, because you may hear a slight change. Pay close attention now. I'm creating new heavens and a new earth. All the earlier troubles, chaos, and pain are things of the past to be forgotten. Look ahead with joy. Anticipate what I'm creating. I'll create Syracuse as a sheer joy. Create my people as pure delight. I'll take joy in Syracuse. Take delight in my people. No more sounds of weeping in the city. No more cries of anguish. For my people will be as long-lived as trees. My chosen ones will have satisfaction in their work. They won't work and have nothing come of it. They won't have children snatched out from under them. For they themselves are plantings blessed by God, with their children and grandchildren likewise, God blessed. Before they call out, I'll answer. Before they finish speaking, I'll have heard. Our second scripture comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 18 through 15 and verse 19. Once again, I'll be reading from the Message. He said, "Watch out for the doomsday deceivers. Many leaders are going to show up with forged identities claiming, 'I am the one,' or 'the end is near.' Don't fall for any of that. When you hear of wars and uprisings, keep your head and don't panic. This is routine history and no sign of the end." He went on, "Nation will fight nation and ruler fight ruler over and over. Huge earthquakes will occur in various places. There will be famines. You'll think at times that the very sky is falling. But before any of this happens, they'll arrest you, hunt you down, and drag you to court and jail. It will go from bad to worse. Dog eat dog, everyone at your throat, because you carry my name. You'll end up on the witness stand, called to testify. Make up your mind right now not to worry about it. I'll give you the words and wisdom that will reduce all of your accusers to stammers and stutters. Staying with it, that is what is required. Stay with it to the end. You won't be sorry. You'll be saved." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning again. I just would like to say that I am so honored to be the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and my name is Alicia Wood. So this week has brought a lot of emotions. I'd say that fear and anxiety have been the ones I've heard named the most. And I have to admit, maybe even 24 hours ago, I could not have delivered the message that I'm delivering this morning. I've experienced many different emotions throughout this week. But first, I'd like to turn to our text from Luke. Luke is speaking to Christ followers around the year 80 or 85 AD, and most scholars believe his writings take place after Jerusalem was destroyed by Rome, by the Roman Empire. And I found this an interesting piece in my NRSV Bible in the introduction. It states this: Luke's audience is obviously Greek-speaking, acquainted with Scripture, already Christian, and largely Gentile. One of Luke's chief concerns is to demonstrate how God's faithful commitment of scriptural promises to Israel gives birth to a church that includes both Jews and Gentiles. The narrative of the gospel and its sequel in Acts are designed to show how the church stands in continuing with the ancient people of God, yet also represents a new development that fulfills God's purpose of universalizing salvation. Another key goal is to address the relation of Christianity to its social environment. Thus, the church emerges as a pluralistic community of Jews and Gentiles, Romans and non-Romans, in the common people of God. This really struck me. What legacy might we, as a country, be trying to hold on to? It sounds as though Luke was working on inclusion within his community of Jesus followers, even though this was not the norm of the day. His community included Jew and Gentile, Roman and non-Roman. How did the Roman fit into the community when Rome had destroyed Jerusalem? And how did the Gentiles fit in when they were not of the same ancestral line as Jews? Given the differing views in which people are categorized into boxes, there must have been a lot of questions, as our text describes. As Christians today, how are we going to both show our church and our fellow citizens that God's saving grace is for all people? God's grace is big enough for all to be included. God is with the marginalized. Jesus was put to death for speaking out against the system of oppression. It's amazing that Luke's words are so fitting for our task today. So we turn to today, and here's the bottom line. No matter what happens in politics, we are Christians, and our mission, our task, remains the same. We are to clothe the naked, feed the hungry, visit the imprisoned, care for the sick, welcome the stranger, and be with the brokenhearted, and be the voice of the voiceless, the oppressed, and to live peacefully. Do we not follow the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ? What are we going to do to remain steadfast in our mission as Christians? Our mission is where the rubber hits the road. This is a wake-up call. The children today talked about a few things that we can do to do something. And I'm asking all of you, what are you going to do? And I don't mean, what are you going to talk about doing? I mean, what are you going to do? Do together as a body of Christians with many parts and many gifts that can tackle many tasks. None of this is about hating others. In fact, I feel praying is more appropriate. This is about loving Jesus Christ and all that he stood for. In our text, Jesus is speaking as a teacher, interpreting tradition upon the request for a sign from one from his community. How many of us are asking for a sign right now? He says, questions will be asked of you. Don't worry. Put fear aside. Make up your mind right now not to worry about it. I'll give you the words and the wisdom that will reduce all your accusers to stammers and stutters. Staying with it is required. That's what's required. Stay with it to the end. You won't be sorry. You'll be saved. And I bet some of us are sitting here saying, okay, I'm going to do something, but what if people ask me questions? What will I say? What will I do? And this scripture says, don't worry. When the time comes, I, God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, will have the words for you to speak, have the actions for you to take, set fear aside, and trust that those words will come. Therefore, keep focused on our mission and our task as Christians. Love, feed, clothe, visit, welcome, care for the sick, speak, include, peace. We've gone through several different emotions this week. I've had the opportunity to see and hear and feel hope again. I have to be honest, I wasn't sure when I'd be able to see hope again. But I've seen hope. I've seen hope in tiny homes. I was blessed to be a part of the ribbon cutting of the tiny homes that were built specifically for homeless veterans in Syracuse. This is on the corner of Glen Ave and South Salina Street. 3 tiny homes for 3 homeless veterans, and there's 2 more that have been built and already have 2 former homeless veterans already living in them on Rose Ave. And I found hope standing with Standing Rock in Syracuse yesterday. And I have to tell you, when I saw this crowd that marched over 6.5 miles from the Onondaga Nation Arena to Clinton Square, that spanned more than 4 city blocks long worth of people, I saw hope. Standing together, one body. And I also saw hope and heard hope last night when I sat with the Connections group last night. And I asked them, where do you see hope? And one person answered, I see hope here, around this table. I see hope in our mentors, in Barbara and Nelson. I see hope around this table because one of us is a tax accountant, and one of us is a journalist, and one of us is a pastor, and one of us will be a lawyer, and one of us is a political science major who teaches and is interested in international policy, and one among us will be a doctor. As Vincent Harding of the Civil Rights Movement said, this isn't about being mean to one another or spreading hateful messages or name-calling. It's about letting your light shine. Jesus gave you your light. Let it shine. Don't let another put it out. You are called to let your light shine and use that light to share God's love and the message of hope through our actions and our staying focused on the mission Jesus gave us. Feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. Visit the imprisoned. Welcome the stranger. Heal the sick. Be with the sick. Visit those imprisoned. Love your neighbor and live in peace. Amen.
As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips. Even if you didn't turn it in as a prayer request, please place your attendance slips in the offering plate as the ushers come down the aisles. I'd also like to say to our first-time visitors at the church to know that we do not expect a donation. You are our guest, and we're really happy that you're here. Yet, within University Church, we do have a tradition of giving. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes and donations and offerings. Today, we are especially blessed to have Hendricks Chapel Choir singing the offertory, If Ye Love Me. Let us join together in our unison prayer of dedication. O God, we long to make a difference in our world. We offer you what we have, our visions and dreams, our witness to your saving acts of love and justice, our resources to help bring the new heaven and new earth into our midst. We offer you our very lives, and that we may be co-workers with you to bring about the true change. Amen. Before our closing hymn, I would like us all to give a really, really big thank you to Dr. Kevler and that awesome choir that came in here. Thank you for being our guest, but now that you've been here one time, you're family, so come back. Okay. During our time of passing of the peace, one of the people in this congregation said she came in here on a high, but she happened to hear this choir rehearsing and it just boosted her higher. So thank you. Let us join now in our closing hymn, We've a Story to Tell to the Nations.
God is so good. And that darkness will turn to light. Go now and get to work, and go now in peace.